ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Is this Blues Traveler?
Yep.
So you legitimately are not doing anything from Woodstock. You're doing it
Woodstock
from
Woodstock 1994. That works, right?
A cop-out.
It's a fantastic song.
I'm not saying it's not a good song, but it's a cop-out on your part.
He was a big boy, though. That dude from Blues Traveler playing the harmonica.
He is. He's still alive, right?
You never know. He might have lost some weight.
Was he big?
Oh, he was massive.
He's a big dude.
He was huge.
Yo, Adrian said, Chick-fil-A's is so good if Jesus came back. He'd be like, why the hell are you guys closed on Sunday? I need my Chick-fil-A. Barry, do you think you could play Tommy from Power? I noticed you've got a splash of gangster in you. LOL. That was from J-Dog. I'll be honest, I've never watched Power. Have you guys ever watched Power?
No, I've heard things.
I've not watched Power, but I did Google Tommy from Power, not Tommy the Power Ranger, but Tommy from Power. And the description is biography. Tommy is the Caucasian American, which, hold on.
Did you just say he's the white guy?
Wait a minute. Since when are we using Caucasian American? Is that what we're doing? I don't know. I'm not asking you, Nick, because I know. I mean, have you ever called a white guy a Caucasian American?
No, not really. No.
Joel, have you ever referred to yourself as a Caucasian American or corrected someone to be like, hey, don't call me white. I want to be called a Caucasian American.
No, it's like, I mean, that's like calling a janitor a custodial engineer.
Tommy is the Caucasian American in the criminal organization. He is a major drug trafficker with a business partner and best friends with James Go St. Patrick, the nightclub owner. I don't know how. I'm not that gangster. I mean, I'm pretty gangster. Like, you can just look at me and be like, yeah, that dude's pretty gangster. But I don't know that I would be like Tommy the Human Torch gangster. I don't even know if that's accurate, the Human Torch. I don't know what that's from.
I know Tommy the Train is a cartoon.
I'm not Tommy the Train either, okay?
I think you're a cross between Tommy the Torch and Tommy the Train.
You would say that, you Caucasian American.
Easy there, you custodial engineer.
Ironically, drinking orange juice, the vitamin C helps with bruising. So if you get beat with oranges to cause bruises, you can drink the orange juice to heal the bruises, is the point of that.
Jeez.
Do you guys believe more people are on Zeke's side or that chump Goodell's side? Well, we know which side that texter was on.
Right.
How do you think most people are falling? I think that more people are falling on the side of Goodell or with Ezekiel Elliott?
I think it's changed. I think it fluctuates. And the reason why I say that is because I think when the ruling came down, people just assumed all the facts were in. I think a lot of people assumed that there were actually going to be charges brought up against him. And so now that all the facts are coming out, I think a lot of people are wavering on that fence and maybe going to the other side of saying, give him the benefit of the doubt, doesn't sound like he got it, whether right or wrong.
Yeah. Somebody said, doesn't the Cowboys Stadium have a Victoria's Secret store?
That I don't know.
I do not know that.
I've been to Jerry World, which is Lambeau Field South, because they won the Super Bowl there. But I don't remember seeing a Victoria's Secret show.
Why would you do that? I don't know. Who goes to the game and be like, you know what I could use right now? A beer. No. Waffle fries. Nope. Some panties. It makes no sense, like some of the stuff that they put in stadiums.
Billy Ray, you going to watch this game? Because I'm going to go get me some lingerie.
Apparently, they opened it in 2012.
I'm there to watch football.
I mean, there's a link on DallasCowboys.com saying Cowboys Stadium and Victoria's Secret Pink Store opening. So, and this was in 2012. So I don't know if it opened in 2012, perhaps a year later after this article, but
I would be there to watch football, not buy lingerie or panties or stocking.
Think about it. I mean, there's some drinking involved.
Well,
you're nicer sometimes when you're drinking. Maybe it's not a bad move.
Just seems silly.
Chick's got to have something to do while the fellas are watching the game.
That's true. Shoot Barry with an orange out of a water balloon launcher. Nope, that's a stupid idea.
Some violent people out there.
Yeah, there
the oranges hatred. Wouldn't work on Barry. Women bruise much easier than men. Hashtag save Barry. Well, thank you, because that's better. That's better than this one. You need to hit Trey with the oranges. He sounds like he would be more likely to have a woman's physique, which is not the case.
No.
Maybe Roseanne. That's dirty. I think Barry would be too thick for the bruises to show up. So the
Why
texter,
does everybody think you're all of a sudden thick?
So the texter not only said Trey has a woman's body, but called me fat all in the same. I don't even know if that was intentional, but it just, yeah. I mean, thick is probably accurate.
For who?
Me.
You're crazy.
No, you haven't seen me with my shirt off in
Which
a while.
Which is a blessing in itself, a while. But I'm just in saying there's no way.
Okay, I'm not going to read that. That was a mean one for you. I'll skip it. You're welcome. This was from Clarence. He said, ha, the Falcons do it again. They open up a Chick-fil-A and can't even shop at it
on
a Sunday.
I knew he would chime in on anything anti-Falcons.
And then last point on the Chick-fil-A stuff, the Falcons, somebody said you're forgetting the Atlanta United plays there, the MLS team. They've been selling out.
They can't play there. The stadium's not open yet. It's not done.
Well, wherever they're at now, in the Falcon Dome. Or whatever the hell their stadium is called.
Falcon Dome.
The Falcon
By the way,
Dome. I don't know what it is. It's most certainly not the Falcon Dome.
You don't think it's the Falcon
it's
Dome?
The Mercedes
I do not.
Benz Dome. But if you
no,
look at,
right now?
Oh, the old
Falcon
place?
Dome. The Birdcage.
What was... Now, why all of a sudden can I not think of what
it's
it was?
The Birdcage. They lined the
Georgia
lined,
Dome. The Georgia Dome.
They lined the field with newspapers.
The Georgia Dome, yeah.
The Georgia Dome. Whatever. The Falcon Dome. And also, I won't read any more hate for you either, Nick, after this one.
Okay.
But it said, God, Nick craps the bed on another way back Wednesday.
Really? Not a fan? Woodstock 94?
I guess not. Right. There you have it. How are you going to finish? Are you going to finish all that food before the end of the show, Joel?
Oh, yeah, just a bowl of fruit.
Tell everyone what's in this concoction that you make. And where did you get this concoction from?
I make it.
Except I know you make it. I watched you make it.
I buy the pineapple bowls from Randall's, and then I cut up strawberries, put in blueberries, a little bit of yogurt, and some granola.
That's See, it. I thought you stopped doing the whole granola yogurt thing because I kept picking on him about it.
No.
Because you were eating it
like
every
you
day.
You would shame me out of that?
No. I saw you, Rachel Ray, doing your thing over there during the show.
Do what we got
to
do.
Now, are you going to finish that in an hour, or are you going to eat that and drive
this will
home?
Be done probably by the By 3:30.
By 3:30? That's a large... So, this is the first thing you've eaten all day?
I had a protein shake when I woke up.
Okay. So, you're not a... You don't eat... You eat, what, twice a day?
No, and then I have dinner after I work out.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But I have reflux, so I have to eat, and then I have to have between 2 and 3 hours between eating and working out, otherwise I'll throw up all over the place.
What?
Yeah, I've had reflux.
So, you're the reason they created that stupid rule about not swimming 30 minutes after you eat?
No, mine's more than like longer than that. So yeah, it would not be me. You'd have to blame somebody else.
It's called the Joel Blank Rule.
Hashtag thanks, Joel. Yeah. That wasn't me, but it's okay.
Hashtag thanks, Joel. No one can swim after they eat because of you and your stupid reflux. You know. Uh-oh. It's 3 p.m., they said. Time to get new names for the Fantasy League. Yeah, I do need to check and see.
That's a good point. See, people are clamoring to get in. Hey, when we get back, though,
and
we need to cover this Ian Kinsler thing.
Yes, we do. We do.
Because Angel Hernandez, the umpire, has been the target of a lot of criticism in the past. And recently he did an Astros series in which Blummer and the guys were trying their best to be politically correct in saying that his strike zone was a little egregious.
Yeah, and Kinsler got thrown out last night because apparently he didn't like – so there was a called strike on the first pitch to Kinsler. In the at bat,
questionable.
It was borderline. In the video that I saw, they even had the stat tracks or the strike zone or whatever up, and it was on the line. Yeah. I mean, it was close, so it wasn't egregious. It didn't bounce in there. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
It was really close. It might have even been touching the line or the box in the strike zone or whatever. And so on the next pitch, it was low and away, clearly outside. And Kinsler looked back and said something to the effect of, "Are you sure that was a ball?" Like being a smartass, and if you watch the video, you can't see him say anything. As soon as he looks back, he is tossed.
Yep.
Like no warning, and he was probably warned after the first strike when he said something, but no warning, no nothing. He just looked back and said, "What about that one?" and was immediately thrown out of the game. And then he said, afterwards, he said, this has to do with changing the game. He's changing the game. He needs to find another job. He really does. Those are strong words.
He's going to get fined.
Yeah.
Because he said, I'm surprised at how bad an umpire he is. I don't know how, for as many years he's been in the league, that he can be that bad. He needs to reevaluate his career choice. He really does. Bottom line, if I get fined for saying the truth, so be it. He's messing with baseball games blatantly.
That's a strong. I'm not mad at him. He just needs to go away. These are like, you don't hear professional athletes usually saying this.
How much is he getting? I'm going 25 grand minimum.
Yeah. He got pretty strong with it. There's arguments. He said there's arguments on those every game, not just borderline calls here and there. There's arguments on those every game. There are pitches every game where if you call it a strike, the hitter's going to be mad. And if you call that same pitch a ball, the pitcher's going to be mad. Umpires have to deal with that every game. But when it comes to blatant stuff like this, there's a problem.
He was the home plate umpire two nights ago when all this went down. He was supposed to be at second base where Kinsler plays the following night. They put him at third instead. So they tried to defuse the situation. But in 2010, just to give you an idea if you're not familiar with Angel Hernandez, he's been an umpire. He's umpired in two World Series, 20-plus years in the majors. But in 2010, an ESPN survey revealed that 22% of players who were asked called him the worst umpire in baseball.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's not good.
The thing about being an official, because when you become like an official, like whether in any sport, whether you're just an official, an umpire, a ref, whatever the case may be, there's not really room for having a good reputation. You either have a bad reputation or you don't. And usually that bad reputation, once it gets there,
you're not
it doesn't go away.
And plus, like Joey Crawford in the NBA, you become a household name too. All it takes is one bad call and social media, you become a household name. Now, the other ironic thing in this entire thing is that Hernandez is a native of Cuba, and he filed a lawsuit against Major League Baseball last month alleging that racial discrimination as well as long-simmering personal vendettas between him and MLB Chief of Baseball Joe Torre has hindered his career advancement. A few days after he filed the suit, he was named an umpire for the All-Star Game. There's a lot going on with this guy.
Yep.
Not about the
I will gaming. Say this. I don't think he's a fantastic umpire.
I agree with that totally.
He's made some pretty terrible calls. When I watch games with him, I'm like, ugh.
I always cringe when he's behind the dish.
Yeah.
I know that. But I watch him when he's on the bases, too. He kind of has the face all the time of, I don't care. Not that I'm intensely engaged in the game and I'm going to make the right call face. It's more kind of like, eh.
That's not good.
No. But anyway, if you want to talk about that or anything else, we've got plenty more to get to. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. As you know, Mattress Mack and his staff have been doing it in the Houston area for over 36 years. You need furniture for any room in your house? There's only one place to go. It's Gallery Furniture, because not only are they going to get you solid wood American-made living room and dining room furniture, quality furniture across the board that's going to last, but they're also going to deliver the same day. You buy today, you get it tonight. That's how they do business at Gallery Furniture. You buy, and within 3 to 4 hours of the purchase, they'll be at your door delivering your furniture. And while they're there, if you want them to take away furniture or move furniture to make room for the new stuff, they're happy to do it because they want you happy, because they want you to be a return customer. Mac has always believed in making sure the customer is happy and they'll be back. He's also doing this promotion night now with the Astros. If you need bedroom furniture, go in and get an adjustable base, a Macapedic or a Tempur-Pedic sleep set. Spend $3,000 or more, and if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. It's all part of their promotion. Check it out on galleryfurniture.com. But make sure you stop by one of the three locations because they make it convenient for you. Either Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak, or I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. They're going to treat you right, identify your needs, get you quality furniture, and deliver it fast. You can't ask for anything more than that when you're furniture shopping. So go check Gallery Furniture because they absolutely will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects, 1-4, Joel, Barry, and Nick. Right now, let's give away some tickets to the Yes concert happening August 23rd at the Smart Financial Center. Don't miss one of the world's most influential, groundbreaking, and respected progressive rock bands playing all their greatest hits from all their albums up to 1980. Wednesday, August 23rd, show starts at 8 o'clock. Again, it's at the new Smart Financial Center in Sugarland, featuring special guest Todd Rundgren. And an opening set from Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy, honoring the magic of Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. Don't miss the iconic show. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or be caller number 2713-780-3776 and win two tickets. 713-780-3776. Two tickets to the Yes concert August 23rd at the Smart Financial Center in Sugarland. Good luck.
That was well Great venue, too, by the way. Smart Financial.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I finally got a chance. I didn't watch anything, but I got a tour because my buddy works there, uh-huh. And it's a beautiful stadium.
That's where, Chris Rock was?
Yeah, Chris Rock, and who opened? No, the very first one was even a bigger name.
Sandler.
No.
Sandler was there first.
The dude, Seinfeld. It was Seinfeld.
Oh, he opened the whole thing.
Or Seinfeld bigger than Chris. I don't know who's, at this point, maybe Chris Rock is
Seinfeld
bigger than
opened
Seinfeld.
The building, you're right.
But yeah.
But one of my buddies that used to work at Toyota Center is running it over there. I wanted to get just the tour because I've heard nothing but great things. And to be honest with you, because I drive by it every day and see the marquee out front, right. They've got some big names. Yeah.
There's an official tour, I think, that you can take, but I took like an unofficial one with my
official
buddy.
Official means you have to pay for it.
Oh, so they don't provide those for free?
I don't know. I'm just saying in most venues like Minute Maid and the Texans and the Rockets, you pay to get a tour. And they take you through the locker room and things like that.
Right, right.
Chuckles the Clown over here is having fun with something.
Well, I was just thinking about the conversations at the break. Aussie Scott said for the reflux for you, Joel.
Yeah.
Try 1 ounce, and this is not a joke. This isn't Scrooston sending this.
Oh, he's going to say the apple vinegar cider.
Yeah, try makes it worse. 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar in 7 ounces of apple juice.
Okay, I haven't tried that, but Kevin McHale's wife, who's the big holistic person, mm-hmm. had me try that, and mm-hmm. I almost threw punches at Coach McHale the next day going, the stuff that your wife made me digest
really
was awful. If you want to really, like, you know, Trace made that face when he did the shot, and then he said how his stomach felt, try taking a solid shot of apple cider vinegar. It is excruciatingly bad.
Nope, don't want it.
It is awful.
Don't want it. Aside from the fantasy league, will the usual suspects be doing daily fantasy with DraftKings, how the Blitz has done them in the past? That's from Triola Oz.
I mean, I will definitely partake, but as for this particular show and including listeners, I've never thought about something like that.
Yeah, I haven't either. So, no. I don't know what
I love daily fantasy. I think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. I don't know how we could incorporate our listeners.
So, is it really daily? It's more weekly fantasy in football, right? Because you're not doing a Thursday daily and then a Sunday and then a Monday, right?
They have a way to do it just involving the players on Thursday
on
nights.
Sunday? Is there a way you pick a team for just Thursdays?
I think there is.
You can do a way where just like you pick Thursday and Monday games only, too. Yeah, like you could
really?
Yep.
Yeah, and it'll be that. Yeah.
Well, that seems like a waste.
Waste?
Yeah, it's just four teams.
Yeah, sometimes it is like that, but there's so many different contests, though. Like there's really something
when you're
for
addicted,
everybody.
Barry, you got
to
have it.
I guess. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. We just need to figure out how to execute it properly and create the... So I guess you just go to DraftKings and open it up and then can as many listeners as they want join or is it capped or how does that work? Do you know?
I don't know if you could do it that way.
I'll talk to Fred and AJ at the break and see how they do it. Maybe we'll get something like that set up.
Well, that way we don't screw anybody over either.
Right. Oh, yeah. By the way, I need to at the break, at this next break, at the 3:30
break. You got a lot to do during the break right now.
Yeah, at 3:30, I'm going to get two more names because those other two folks haven't accepted. PJ Alfred and John Madden.
That damn
They're out.
Madden's out in the cruiser somewhere.
Damn you, Madden.
All right, so Clarence did his best to text early. Now he wants to call the show because he's showing he can utilize every resource possible to reach us. Clarence, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What up, man?
Is it windy out there?
First, I feel I should be one of the two people in the fantasy. I'm just throwing it out there.
Because you're the first.
And two, as far as the draft team, I heard y'all talk about it. You can do make your own individual game. Depending on how many people you want, you can limit the cap of how many people you want. And you can do either just the Thursday game, the Saturday morning game, the entire Saturday slate, or just early Monday and Thursday game. It all depends.
I would just rather do a week, pick from all those games.
But I mean, you can do the week. It'll start on, it'll go from Thursday all the way to Monday. And then,
okay.
If you're doing NFL, yeah. If you do it, so, just do Thursday and then Thursday to Monday, and you pick from those slate of games.
So it's safe to say, Clarence, if we get this league fired up or whatever, you're in, huh?
I mean, I'm in DraftKings. I do the weekly. I've done it for 2 years. The most I've won is like $100.
Okay.
Clarence, by the way, it sounds like you're in a draft tunnel because the wind is killing you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have no AC in this car. I have all the windows down. It's hot as shit.
You got the dog with you, or are you taking a nap?
No, no dog. Just me. I don't think the dog can handle all this heat.
Okay.
It's just real hot.
You should cup the phone because it's just the wind is just.
The Bluetooth
like, cup
is
it like Barry cups his. What were you saying?
You shut up. You know you have that.
I cup the bottom of it, and then I hold the shaft.
Wow, Nick. Outstanding.
God, I hate you so much. I hate you. Not you, Clarence. Nick, I hate
Nick.
It's
like yelling random things on the air, dude. You know your mic is hot.
Oh, God. I don't know why I do this. I need to go back
to the corporate. I should be expected an email in about
20 minutes.
Right, Barry.
He's expecting
Clarence, I'm going to do it fair and square, man. I hope you get picked. But I'm just going to randomly pick two numbers and go to that corresponding email.
Clarence, the good news is,
I unfortunately
you don't get
have
picked,
to be fair.
You know how to text him.
Yep. If he decides to answer the text in those moments,
that's
true. How other people are going to really make him mad.
That's true. Appreciate the call,
thanks,
Clarence.
Clarence. Be safe out there. No air conditioning.
Man. That's a tough go of it.
I love how he was honest about it.
Yeah, he's like, well, this regular ass car ain't got no AC.
The wind is howling in it.
That's a tough get around in Houston with no AC. You can always tell who doesn't have AC because 100 degrees.
They come out like they just got
windows
out of a shower.
Down. Yeah, windows down, back sweat. That's the worst, boy. I hate when my AC goes out on the car. At that point, I'm just like, I just want to trade it in. I don't even want to risk it anymore.
But he wears the chef Zubas, so at least he's got a little extra room in the pants.
Somebody said, I want to play in y'all's league. What do I need to be done? Well, we got to figure it out first. The fantasy league's already full.
Right.
The fantasy league is full, but if we do a daily thing, we'll come up with it. Somebody texted a long verse. Trioloz said this is how the Blitz does it. So I'll read that at the break, and we'll see. We'll talk to them to maybe figure something out for that. Is DraftKings or anybody going to be sponsoring the show?
That's what I was thinking.
Because if so, then I'm more down to do that.
They have.
Yeah, otherwise, okay. You're committing us to a lot of time.
Me?
Yeah.
You don't have to be in it.
Oh.
And daily, you'll actually enjoy. It's so much easier. It's so much less of a headache, in my opinion. It really is.
I'll consider it. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere as we continue to roll on. If there's something on your mind, as always, feel free to be a part of the show. 713-780-3776. Hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What the hell is this?
Is this Nine Inch Nails?
Nine Inch Nails, yep.
Okay.
This is the song that we caught Trey screaming at in his car.
Is this it?
When John... No, it's not.
Trey Reznor?
Trent.
Trent Reznor?
Trent, yes.
I noticed you didn't select a more popular song by Nine Inch Nails.
No, because I'm going strictly by that Woodstock 94 list. So it's like all the songs that were played in 94, or some of the songs. We're not going to get to all of them, obviously.
You want to read the title, the one that ends Like an Animal?
No.
Okay.
Do not want to do that. I know what you're trying to do there. By the way, it's Intern Raj's last day here.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
So shout out to Intern Raj. He's got a gig with the Houston Texans now.
Yeah, big time promotion as we elevate interns to big time jobs like the Houston Texans. He's wearing his extra small Hakeem Olajuwon jersey today.
Got to rep Hakeem, though.
No doubt.
On the way out.
Yeah.
I dig it. All right. I have just sent one new invite. Brandon Grimm. It's out. So we got one left.
Steve Kearns was a close second, I heard.
Huh?
So, you want to talk about Bun B?
It's too late. I can't drop it now.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's too late. But no one knows what you're referring.
Exactly right.
It's already out there, so it's done.
Do you want to talk about Bun B?
Yeah. Do you want to talk New Orleans Saints first, since that's the order that we had talked about?
We didn't really talk about an order, but we can do either way.
Just messing with you. So, yes. Bun
B. So we all know Bun B's a loyal Houstonian, huge sports fan.
See, here's the thing, though. Okay. Let's just stop there for a second. Love Bun B. In fact, I wanted to get him on the show, have some contact info, haven't heard back. Doesn't surprise me. Would love for Bun B to come on the show and talk about this. However, are we going to say Port Arthur is Houston?
I said loyal. Okay. Loyal Houston. Okay.
Right?
Houston area, but loyal sports fan of Houston sports.
Absolutely.
Teams.
Okay. I would make him the
he's a resident
unofficial
now.
Mayor of Houston.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm good with that. That wouldn't bother me.
And has worked with the local sports teams in the past to do hype videos and get ready for the playoffs. Makes appearances on sports radio from time to time because he wants to talk about it. He's passionate about it. And obviously very well-versed. Also is a professor over at Rice University.
Uh-huh. Teaches hip-hop. Yeah. All right. Would you take that in school?
I would love to take that.
I would really love it. I was thinking about that the other day, how, you know, Lamont nicely always gives me credit for my knowledge of hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I always think about how there's so many hip hop heads nowadays that have all of this information available to them because of the internet, that you can learn about the history of hip hop. When back when I was coming up and learning about it, you didn't get that. You know, there was a few magazines, but you really had to dig around for the history of the genre. And so I can't imagine how big of a hip hop head I would be nowadays with the internet and all the info.
Just think about what Google.
But a class? I would have totally done that.
Think about what Google did the other day to really get people the opportunity.
That's what I meant. That's what made me think of it. Yeah. But now a class, that would be even better. All right. I digress.
So that's cool. But anyway, you know, he's done hype videos and such. Now he's got a new album out, right?
Yeah, he does have some new music out.
He's got a track out.
As I said, I don't know if it's a new album.
He just released a single. He didn't release the entire.
And I believe the video for the single, he used. He taped it or filmed it at the four venues in Houston, including the Dynamo. So Texans, Rockets, Astros, Dynamo. But that just, again, goes to show his fandomonium for his Houston teams. But now there is someone in the Houston area that has filed suit. They want Bun B.
Dontrell Brown Reed started the petition calling to ban Bun B from Houston sports on change.org. Reed claims the rapper's support is bad for our teams. Quote, "We have lost players, primetime games, and shots at championships every time he's involved, from making appearances to his songs. The fans are growing tired, and this has been going on the past 5 years. He only comes around when we are winning. So it's only right to ban him from the teams. He is a bandwagon fan for his image." That was in the petition.
It's ridiculous.
It is the dumbest thing ever. Now, it says Reed doesn't, and this is on Culture Map, by the way. Reed doesn't seem very likely to garner enough support to have his petition taken seriously. But its recipients, this is who he's having the petition sent to. Are you ready? Mayor Sylvester Turner. Texans owner Bob McNair, Astros owner Jim Crane, and Rockets general manager Daryl Morey. Petition is garnered. You want to take a guess? Did you read the article, by the way?
None of which signed.
No.
Wait.
No way.
And not less, but Daryl.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do you want to know how many signatures this petition has?
Four?
Nope. More than that.
Really?
So he's trying to get 200 signatures,
this
okay?
Dude needs to go find he's trying to.
Hold on. Make sure I got this right. Because the article says it's garnered fewer than 200 signatures. So his goal is to get 200 signatures. He has 182 supporters. There are 182 people in this city, state, or country, or world that really believe that Bun B is a jinx for Houston sports. Look, I can tell you, I don't know that Bun B was around as a rapper when the Oilers collapsed. All the times that the Oilers collapsed.
Right.
All the times that the Astros collapsed. And Bun B didn't have anything to do with Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio's inability to hit a slider away in the playoffs. This is the most ridiculous thing.
But I think he actually warmed up Brad Lidge before he faced Albert Pujols.
Sure. But yeah, this is it's hilarious. It just popped up on a Culture Map article that they posted yesterday, and I just thought, really? Like, this is what you want to be mad about?
Dumb. Just absolutely ridiculous, man.
Now, I'm superstitious, and I've said that before. I believe, not in jinx necessarily, but I feel like every time I say something, then, it, you know, like fantasy-wise, if I brag about being in first place, my team will tank after that. I believe in all that, but I don't believe in, like, oh, yeah, Bun B is definitely a jinx. I don't believe in, like, well, I have to sit in this spot with this shirt on and this my hat cocked this way and all that if this team's going to win. I am superstitious, but not like that. Not I don't know. That I'm not starting a petition against a rapper and blaming the Astros losing, you know, losing seven out of their last 10 games on Bun B. Dude, what's wrong with you?
My question is how they were able to build so much steam doing, like, if I started a petition, I don't know how people, like, are able to bring so much attention to something like this.
I mean, 182. Well, because shows like this talking about it, really.
You know, people.
He probably sent it to, like, hey, look, Channel 11. Here's a petition that someone started, and it's probably him sending it.
And if it's a slow news day, like, we know there's certain times during the year on radio when it's slow. But if it's a slow news day, they're like, oh, got a local touch to it. And it's going to generate some reaction. Hey, let's do this.
You know what we should do? Like, I'm looking at this. The first thing on here is start a petition. I should start a petition to ban his petition banning Bun B.
And
see if we can get more than 182 people to ban this petition banning Bun B.
I think that's a brilliant idea, by the way.
And then just piss this dude off. That would be hilarious.
How does that work? How do you start it?
I don't know. I'm just joking. You really want to do it?
Yeah, I kind of want to do it now.
I bet we'll get more signatures. Than he had. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll try to do it at the break.
By the way, this also reminds me of the fact that when we have people, you being superstitious, but when we have people on the air, it's a proven fact that they not only go on to be like they were, but they flourish. They have success. Look no further than Josh Reddick. Hosts of other shows in this network are the actual jinx because when they have them on the air, they get hurt.
Who?
Matt Thomas, forever. He had Patrick Beverly on the show. He got hurt. He had Astros on the show. They got hurt. People started calling it the Thomas Jinx. We don't have that. We have the opposite.
Yeah, we do have the opposite. AJ Hinch comes on. They get out of that five-game
split. People want their entire pitching staff to come on this week.
Yeah, we are pretty awesome like that. By the way, one of my favorite lines ever in a show was on The Office when, what's his name? Is it Michael Carroll? What the hell was his name on The Office? Whatever, the boss.
Steve Carell
plays Michael whatever. But he said, you know, I'm not superstitious. Michael Scott, that's what it is, yes. He said, I'm not superstitious, but I am kind of stitious. What a great line. One of my favorite lines in a television show ever. Not superstitious, but I am kind of stitious. So good.
All right, Clarence, for you, we got a story about your favorite team before we get out of here as we come back from the break. But we are going to pay a few bills, and then we're going to be back to wrap things up before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Sweat is beating on the brow, and keep these fellows down, cause these damn blue-collar drinkers, they're
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Cheater Nick wrapping up way back Wednesday with Woodstock from 94?
Correct.
After Barry and I followed the rules and did Woodstock from the original, which Woodstock. Was what, 79? 69, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Since we're doing this, I need to know who's the decision maker that we're sending this petition to. This is the person, organization, or group that can make a decision about your petition. Change.org will send the updates on your petition.
It's got to be the commissioner.
No. So do we want to send it to Dontrell Brown Reed? Do we send it to the guy that started the petition?
We obviously need to do some more research.
That's who I'm sending it to.
Yeah.
So it says
Daryl Morey.
Continue. Explain what the problem is. This guy's an idiot. That's going to be what we just put. This is stupid.
Well,
get a life.
I love Bun B. He makes videos for the Rockets. They're great. I'm not doing that. Daryl, go look. Never mind. All right, so we teased this before. Clarence's favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, made some news. Kind of a shady deal going on here. Weird, bizarre.
Yep.
The Saints fired team orthopedist Derek Jones and Misty Suri on Wednesday after it was discovered that cornerback Delvin Bro had a fracture in his fibula that was originally diagnosed as a bruise. Sean Payton said, I think it's not just one event. It probably builds up over a period of time. You're not going to bat 1,000 here, but you're just hoping that more often than not, you're getting the right information. For whatever reason, they kept saying that Bro's injuries was nothing serious.
It was just a bruise because they were trying to trade him because they felt like he couldn't stay healthy, right? Like they were saying, he's not really that healthy. He can't seem to stay healthy. We want to trade him, but he was having a hard time coming back from this bruise, and they're like, "What? It's just a bruise, dude. Why can't you come back from it?" Come to find out, it was a fracture. That's a little more difficult, especially if you're out there, treating it like a bruise and not a fracture.
They're trying to get him to come back. Bro will require surgery, expected to be sidelined 4 to 6 weeks. That's one hell of a bruise. So Sean Payton talked to the team. He wanted to keep it private. The players did their best to not give away the entire message sent, but they said he did a great job of basically promising the team is going to have their back and the medical staff, and the players need to feel like their best interests are at heart and that the doctors are competent. I'd feel real comfortable after this one. Jeez. Ever heard of a second opinion? Because I'd be going for that and a third because two of them got it. So I'm going to the third option.
I think you feel like as a team, you're like, well, we pay these dudes good money.
Exactly. You're not going to go out and get a second. If you're an NFL player. And if you're going to get a second opinion, it's probably someone within the team, right, Joel? Like there's multiple doctors. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how it is.
Yeah, even
how
it was for the Rockets. Like, the Rockets had their longtime doctors. And then they signed the big deal of Memorial Hermann. So even still, the players themselves had the option of going back to the team doctors because they were the doctors that they've dealt with for a long period of time. And in most cases, those doctors are the best in the world. Walter Lowe, James Muntz, those guys are like not just the best in Houston, they're the best in the world in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So you would feel pretty, pretty good about yourself when seeing these doctors.
Yeah, no question. And then especially because their health is the utmost importance. I mean, you got to have healthy players in athletics. So if it's that pressing to have the right diagnosis and the right treatment, then why not go to the best, regardless of who your sponsor is?
And why has there not been one Falcons fan text this show, address it to Clarence and say, typical Saints.
Right.
Just like he did. LOL. Typical Falcons.
We might not get Chick-fil-A on Sundays. On Sundays, but we get our injuries right.
I like that you said it. You called it chicken filet.
Because that's what they're going to have. They're going to have at the other place.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Matt has been holding patiently. We apologize. Matt wants to get in here, talk about DraftKings. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. No worries. Y'all are quite entertaining. I don't mind waiting.
Appreciate it.
Sorry about that, brother.
Hey, no problem. The DraftKings contest, they're having a $1 billion with a B contest. It's a free entry. If you pick a perfect team for the season. So, like, you pick your team.
Yeah.
If you pick the player that scores the most points for the year for every position, they you win $1 billion.
What do they list the odds, Matt, of, like,
Yeah, I think they do. It's just it's outrageous, kind of like winning the lottery.
Do I
Which
have...
I'll probably do tonight because you said your show causes good luck.
That's true.
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket tonight.
Now, we're not saying you're going to win the grand prize, Matt, but you might win, like, a scratch-off or a couple bucks.
Got to split whatever it is with us.
There you go. Well, yeah, if it's a couple of bucks, let's spread four ways. That's how you do not from not equal not. Okay, I'll slide something your way.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
Now, so what do you know what the odds were that, to pick it perfectly for the $1 billion? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember what they were. But okay. And then if there's so nobody's going to win the billion, but they give the list of if nobody wins it, then they break it up and kind of they're like $100,000, $200,000, whatever.
I'm guessing I have better
odds. There's still a chance to win some really good money for free, but it's not real high odds.
So you play, I take it. So you're in if we start a league, Matt?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, the draft is so much more fun. I won $2,500 last year doing it.
Really?
$600 was my biggest stake for 1 week. So,
yeah, for you, Matt. That's great.
I don't know if I want you in the league now. I want to have a chance to win here.
That's a nice thing.
The problem is they send you a 1099, so you got to pay taxes.
Oh, that's dirty. That's
stupid.
You think it's dumb. Free money, but nothing's free.
Appreciate the call, Matt.
Appreciate the call, Matt. I have a feeling that I would have better odds of winning the lotto while banging Halle Berry at the same time. Like the numbers are being called, and I'm banging Halle Berry. Boom, perfect ticket, as opposed to someone winning that contest.
Well, where does Alyssa Milano fit in?
Well, that's just easy. I mean, like, I got her right there in the DM.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's just fishing right there.
You and Chad Kelly?
Did Chad Kelly?
No, that's Mia Khalifa. Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, no, I feel like Alyssa Milano might be a little lower hanging fruit. Although,
why? Because she's older and they're sagging.
What?
Her low hanging fruit.
All right.
I had to go at least one dad joke. That's what I'm known for. I heard someone in the hallway do the hi-hat.
Someone did the on the door as they walked
no,
by.
No, it wasn't on a door. It was on something else.
That's hilarious.
Love it. Well, Salisbury and I were laughing about it today because we're both known for it. Yeah. And we both kind of own it.
You guys were having a dad joke off before the show, and it was murdering my ears. Today was National... What was today? National...
You don't even know.
Tell a joke day?
Yeah.
Good job, Bear. You didn't know this?
No.
Way to contribute to the show today, Bear.
You even check what's trending in the world? Or?
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time.
I used to do it. I stopped doing it, too.
Yeah. On game day, I used to do it all the time.
Stuff.
What? I do. I suck.
You suck.
I should change my handle to Barry is not funny on Twitter.
That's right. I think that's been suggested.
Got him!
But we're the big... I need to use more big words, though.
I do. Vociferous.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means. I have to look that up. I know that's a word. Do you know what...
Are you sure?
You're disingenuous.
Vociferous. Never mind.
This might take a while.
Never mind.
Wednesday is all wrapped up with a bow. Nick cheated, but at least he had a list and music to go with it. We appreciate everybody that listened and contributed. Tomorrow, we are at Truck Fitters, 1960 Jones Road, if you want to join us. Barry will be there and periodically stopping in the Chinese food place next door.
Yes, the boo-boo.
Yep.
Nelson Estrada, you're on the clock.
Last one.
Brandon Grimm has accepted the invite, so it's now down to Nelson Estrada has 24 hours and Joel. Jeez.
Nelson's Eric's brother, right?
This is disgusting.
Here we go. All right, we'll wrap it up and turn it over to Jong, Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Tomorrow, Truck Fitters for Barry and I. Nick will be in the studio, and we always love to have you along for the ride. Don't go anywhere because the Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.